This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
With our help, President Trump is exorcising the globalist demon out of our republic. And as you look at the news every day that emerges, you see the theme. Not the theme the globalists are pushing, but the theme that the citizens are realizing collectively together. Citizens of planet Earth. Just look at Drudge Report. Look at these headlines. Consumer sentiment hits 13-year high. Stock set new records. And then right below it, McCain to thwart tax cuts that would bring more money into the Treasury and help pay down the national debt. You cut taxes, more money comes in. You just got to keep spending the same. And Trump's been cutting spending in many areas. But Congress has been thwarting him there as well. But he then used the nuclear option that Dr. Corsi's been hammering here for months to just defund it. Don't let them raid Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fund Obamacare. And it's, you know what up. It's dead in the sun. Meanwhile, Bannon revelation, quote, helps Dems burn Republican Party to the ground. The media is spinning it that, oh, look, the Dems like Bannon because he's going to help burn down the Republican Party. No, he's helping make it the populist party. We're making it the populist party. It's an information war. We're removing the neocon, rhino, globalist traitors. So the Democrats are acting like, oh, yeah, look, the Republicans are weak. Look what Bannon says. Yes, let's help him. They spin everything to act like their party isn't burning down to the ground itself. The Republican Party is in a civil war and is trying to rejuvenate itself, and it's a beautiful thing, and Bannon is 100% on target. Remember, he said a few days ago, Trump only has a 30% chance of completing full term because of the 25th Amendment. The Democrats and the Republican leadership are on the Hill shopping the idea. You've got to admit they're doing it to supercharge the base so they're aware of what's going on so we stop it. It's not fatalistic. It's not negative. It's not abandoned ship news. It's man the parapets. Pull up the drawbridge. Call out the guard. Awaken the king. On this Friday the 13th, global transmission. So that's what we're talking about here. That's exactly what you do. The media always used to spin it. Jones is fear-mongering about global government and all these unstoppable elites. I wasn't saying they were unstoppable. I was saying they were weak because they were authoritarian and were operating by stealth. And as soon as you took the stealth away, they were wide open. And that's why all the king's horses and all the king's men and all the fake Hollywood people and all the M&Ms and all the little media twerps that have been propped up, they may be able to get some 12 and 13-year-old snot-nosed folks to actually watch them, or a few old people that still think it's trendy. Hey, Daddy-O, Mackie, Naomi. Wow, you saw that M&M. He really took Trump to the woodshed. Yeah, yeah. That's why his approval rating's up. What they're doing is attempting to dynamite the resurgence of America from an economic operation to bankrupt this country and bring us into the world corporate government, just like a third world country's bankrupted and brought in to the IMF or World Bank's orbit. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and they're going astray now. Also, Mark Dice has touched on something really important, and that's the gay mafia in Hollywood, and that's going to be the next big shoe to drop And then when that basement falls in, you'll find the entire labyrinth of pedophile networks. And then below that, Satan worshipers and human sacrifice cults. It's all about to come out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
You know what the American people want? They want dignity. They want freedom. They don't want to live in a rigged, crony capitalist system with a bunch of psychopath jerks like Bezos, Zuckerberg, Al Gore, all these people breathing down our necks, exempting themselves from all the laws and rules and taxes, and then having the will and the nerve to then try to ruin our families and dominate and destroy our civilization just so you can politically mount our head on the wall and feel culturally superior because you're such bloated, evil, demonic, twisted sacks of garbage. We must escape from this matrix we're building. Make no mistake, we are building the matrix right now. It's 100% admitted by the social engineers, by the technocrats. It's their plan, and they've announced that humanity in general is obsolete, obsolescent. It's a total revolution against humanity. And you've got traditionalists in the power structure that now really realize how horrible this plan is, and they're stepping back from the edge of the cliff. That's what Trump is. You don't think he's a cream puff, do you? Guy that owns casinos and stuff? No. They're just stepping back from the edge of the cliff and going, you know, this is really evil and stupid. So when you get down to the final phases of this, we're going to find out who really wants to be a disgraceful sack of garbage like Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Dahmer or any of these people, any of these psychopaths, and who really wants to build something and wants to really do something? A bunch of sneaky, backstabbing scum. Building the most confusing, wicked, twisted, diseased, drugged out world they could possibly build because people like Harvey Weinstein are miserable. And make no mistake, the NFL, mainstream media, the whole Hollywood, globalist garbage combine is in its total and complete death throes right now. And so the power it had, as it dissipates, all of the skeletons are about to come out of the closet. And the globalists know this. That's why they're desperately wanting authoritarianism to shut down their competition and to stave off reprisals, vendettas. They're fighting for their very lives right now. And as I've said, when I've talked to people that have been Bilderberg attendees and high-level Davos attendees and all the rest of it off record, I've told them, turn against globalism now, turn against the Satan worship now, turn against the corruption now, burn down, help us burn down the New World Order, and you might get your soul back. But fire is the answer to cleanse us of this disease. Political fire in the minds of men. You know, I saw this video a few days ago, saw a news report on it, and then this morning I saw Mark Dice's report, and I've got all this Iran speech news coming up, and I've got all this cover-up of Las Vegas has beyond imploded. But really one of the first things I wanted to get to today is a report up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com by Mark Dice dealing with Terry Crews, who plays the president, one of my favorite movies, Idiocracy, admits Hollywood's dark secret. And ladies and gentlemen, it's that the going after the women is only secondary and only to humiliate them. It's really about men dominating other men, and it's not even for the gay sex. It is an act of domination. And when he said that, I noticed he got all those headlines. I thought, you know, I've had Hollywood producers grab me by the genitals twice, and I've had them pat me on the butt many other times, and that's why one reason I don't go out there. And I'm not saying that to get a bunch of attention. It's the kind of guys don't admit. But for me, I was like, what the hell? And just slept it off. And then they're like, and like, you know, hobble over to the corner. But you're walking into a meeting with high-level Hollywood producers. I mean, big ones. Big ones. And they're going to grab your genitals a lot of times. And it's just a total act of domination. And it's always old, fat men with a gray-green skin with cigarettes. And they're sitting around. And they're talking about this and that. And then you're walking out to the parking lot or the house or wherever. And you say, hey, have a great day. Be safe. That's a Texas thing. Are you threatening me? Oh, I can't believe you just threatened me. I mean, they're so paranoid, so whacked out. But it's that act of domination. The two times, I guess it's just something they do. I mean, they really will grab you and really not try to hurt you, but squeeze you. I guess just to see what you're going to do. And, you know, I'm the type of good-natured person that if I'm sitting there around people and around a group of people, I mean, I'm like, hey, watch it. What the hell? Hey, what's your problem? Because, you know, as a guy, you want to act tough about it. But that's what goes on in Hollywood, folks. I'm not up here, like, crying about it on television, saying, I'm a rape victim. Someone grabbed my genitals twice. Or, you know, it's stuff like, hey, you want to watch Brokeback Mountain? Stuff like that. Now, people would think Charlie Sheen, who I've known for like 13 years, would be the guy doing that. None of those are Charlie Sheen stories. That was just one guy who would come on the air, and it was interesting, so we had him on. And, of course, he went off the deep end into partying and the rest of it. It's a sad story, but almost every Hollywood event I went to, they would either say, well, you probably shouldn't be here because you're not into being a child molester, are you? Or, hey, do you love Satan? Because we worship the devil. And we're going to pray to the devil at dinner tonight. The only place I never ran into that was like at Martin Sheen's house with his wife, who's super smart and super nice. And I guess they're like Catholic / kind of Buddhist. I know they do yoga and stuff. It was none of that. That's why you see him doing such dumb liberal stunts And then you ask, how are they so awake? They know about vaccines. They got guns, folks. You know, it's just crazy. Now, there's the Daily Beast. Hollywood goes full devil worship. I mean, they were some of the only people I ran into that were not devil worshipers. And by the way, did not like them. Yeah, I guess they've given Lucifer a star on the Hollywood Walk of Shame. I mean, it's just such a dead feeling when you're out there. It's so evil. It's so corrupt. And, you know, here I've told the stories here. You know, and I was just thinking about it. I had suppressed it. I had repressed it. One other Hollywood producer, three of them grabbed my genitals. And, you know, if I said one of the people's names, folks would say, hey, that's a patron. You know, there's another thing, too, when somebody you think of as being a good person, one of the few people in Hollywood, and they grab you by the crotch, it's more of like a male dominance thing. But then imagine what it's like for women. And then who knows what's going on after that. But, yeah, wow, I have really, I mean, it's just a mess, man. It is a mess, and it's all coming down. It's dying. It really is dying right now. We're trying to lean on the communist Chinese, but it's not working.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-Armor.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle, Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle, Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
In this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your tax. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave like everyone else. You were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war off for your mind.
We are back live. So, I've been on a lot of TV shows and been in some movies. Reality television, you name it. Discovery Channel, History Channel, True TV, you name it. And I've been on the late night comedy shows years ago. Some of the late night comedy shows. And because back then I was criticizing Bush a lot, and Hollywood was so one dimensional, they thought, oh, that must mean you're a liberal. Until they find out your real political views. It's just crazy. And still they like you because you're criticizing Bush. They don't get you don't like Bush and you don't like the Democrats either. They just, it's so one-dimensional. But that was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, I've barely gone out there in the last 6-7 years ever. I wanted there to be on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I was in and out day and a half. Love Northern California. Love central areas. Love the coast. But just Los Angeles is... If Satan lives on the planet, that's where he lives. It's just an emptiness, a hellishness, the energy. And so people say, oh, you're so brave to talk about going into meetings with Hollywood producers, people that all want to put your film out or make a film with you. These are big, big names. Not as big as Weinstein, because he's just ubiquitous, that name, but... Grossing-wise, as big. You know, the lawyers for some of the top people. The people that actually run it. The owners of the companies. Not the little actors and people running around under the mafia, all totally scared. And then Hollywood checks out everything that's up and coming. It sees popularity before other people see it. It's real talent. So they basically steal ideas. And so they would have a lot of meetings with me. And, you know, pat on the butt, okay, I played football. But no, grab me by the genitals. And I never took it as if it was done in a homosexual way. It was done as domination. And I'd be like, whoa, what the hell's going on? How hell, hey, yeah, yeah. Just like you heard Weinstein, oh, baby, I'm sorry, oh, it's a, come on, oh, hey, come on, whoa. And then later, completely scared of you, if you just said, you know, they'll knock you upside the head. I mean, I would be in these meetings with these guys and not grovel and just say what I wanted, and they would be completely scared of me by the end of the meeting. These people are weird, folks. I'm telling you, Hollywood's weird. And I'm like, this is what it is? The top of the pyramid is this? And they all smoke cigarettes. Old hairy men. And if you go to one of the parties, there's like this, you know, 85-year-old guy, total gangster with this 22-year-old vampire woman, you know, just like Weinstein's wife, and it's just like, get me out of here, man. You'll be sitting there with a butler bringing you hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail and there's ashes raining down on you at the pool. And like the third time that happened in a 2-year period where I was at different pools at people's houses and ashes was raining down, because there's just fires all the time and it gets caught in the air and flies around, you said to yourself, oh my gosh, something big's going on here. So listen, the whole house of cards is coming down and it's going to collapse from the harassing and raping women into harassing and raping men into children into Satanism. And it's all there. They tell you what they think. So here is the report by Mark Dice breaking down TV star, movie star, I like to call him a fan, Terry Crews admits Hollywood's dark secret. Here's Mark Dice.
While the mainstream media is finally talking about the corrupt casting couch culture of Hollywood, we're going to go deep into the heart of Hollywood in this video and talk about what you won't see or hear in the mainstream media. In fact, this Harvey Weinstein story was killed by the New York Times 13 years ago, and when NBC's reporter Ronan Farrow wanted to do his expose, NBC refused to publish it, and so he went to the New Yorker, which then thankfully did, which is what started opening this big can of worms. And now the head of Amazon Studios, Roy Price, since they create original programming as well, has been suspended for similar sexual harassment allegations. As more women continue to come forward with stories of harassment and other abuse at the hands of Harvey Weinstein, this still is just the tip of the iceberg of what goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood. An even darker secret that's just beginning to be uncovered is the fact that gay Hollywood executives also harass and also sexually assault male actors as well. As difficult as it is for women to come forward after they've been sexually harassed or assaulted by high-level Hollywood producers, imagine how much more difficult it must be for men who face homosexual harassment. Terry Crews, who's been in a bunch of television shows and movies, has come forward to say that he was not only just sexually harassed by a high-level gay executive, but sexually assaulted. This guy's like a 230-pound former NFL player, and he was afraid to come forward and say anything about it until the stories about Harvey Weinstein started circulating, and he finally decided to speak up. And now James Vanderbeek, star of the teen drama Dawson's Creek, has just come forward and said that he too was sexually assaulted, not just harassed, sexually assaulted by a gay Hollywood executive. Most likely there's dozens, if not more, actors who are household names who have also been victims of homosexual harassment and sexual assault, but most of them will never speak up because they don't want to be perceived as being homophobic or cross the Hollywood gay mafia. Here's Chris Rock at the Oscars last year, who was making fun of everybody after they won, until Sam Smith won an Oscar for Best Movie Soundtrack and decided to announce to the audience that it was a victory for gay people, and then Chris Rock was afraid to crack any jokes because he didn't want to get in trouble.
Congratulations, no jokes there. Not going to get me in trouble.
Oh, don't want to get in trouble. Can't make fun of gay people. They're above reproach. In fact, after the CEO of Mozilla, that's the creator of Firefox, the popular internet browser, Brandon Eich, was exposed as not supporting gay marriage, he was forced out of the company that he created. Bill Maher was even shocked and came to the CEO's defense, but did say that he thinks that there is a, quote, gay mafia, and that he, too, was afraid to cross them. Here's rapper Fat Joe on what he calls the gay mafia in the entertainment industry.
I happen to think there's a gay mafia in hip-hop.
Right.
Not rappers. You know, right. The editorial presidents of magazines.
Sure.
The PDs at radio stations. The people who give you award at award shows. This is a f***ing gay mafia, my man.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They are in power.
Did you hear DJ Vlad off camera agreeing to everything that he was saying? Even Harvey Levin, the head of TMZ, who himself is gay, admits that there is a gay mafia in Hollywood. He says that it's not a criminal organization, more or less a very powerful political organization. But us normal people aren't supposed to talk about that. We're also not supposed to talk about the fact that since President Obama repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell and allowed gays into the military, that there is an epidemic of gay men raping other soldiers.
All right, let's stop right there. Absolutely. Just like with children, it's all about power. I'm not saying all homosexuals, okay? But I'm going to use the word homosexual because we're told to use the word gay. I'm sick of people telling me what words to use. Okay, you've got these same groups assaulting children now, telling them they're a different gender. As Camille Paglia said, it's child abuse. Admit it. We'll be right back. There is a satanic mafia.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is flowed
loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Georgina Chapman, the vampire-like beard for Weinstein. When I say beard, I mean just for his out-of-control activities with women. His wife for show, his wife for breeding. She knew he was pressuring and threatening people's careers that didn't buy her clothes, didn't wear her clothes. She knew she was marrying a gangster thug. Oh, but now, you know, she's so upset when this was a joke all over Hollywood. Everybody knew. Well, now they're reporting that she's leaning on Uma Abedin for help to understand what it's like to be married to a predator. Uma Abedin knows full well what she's involved in, is a horrible person. Her mother writes the top Islamic papers on cutting women's genitals off. And I've seen late night comedians make jokes about it before. How do you cut a woman's genitals off, Alex? Oh, they know. And I'm not going to get into it graphically, you sickos. Truly disgusting vampire people. But they were showing me in the control room, we're going to tweet this out on Alex Jones, The Week magazine, a news publication, leftist publication, has an image of Weinstein in a white, creepy bathrobe. It's an editorial cartoon, and behind him is Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump. And it says, "See no evil while powerful men get away with sexual abuse." Oh, yeah? Ladies and gentlemen, it's people like Weinstein that dwarf anything O'Reilly ever even thought about with his weird pervert talk and the transcripts from the trials and the bizarre stuff that he would say to women. It was super creepy bad. He paid millions of dollars out. Okay. The guy's a thug. The guy's a leftist posing as a conservative. But you look at Trump, he's delivered. And I happen to know women that when he's been in between marriages have dated Trump. And I happen to know the whole backstory, folks, not just from Roger Stone and people, but from a lot of other folks. And a lot of it's actually been even in the New York Times back before he was such a political figure, that Trump courts women and takes them out many times. And he just won't jump in bed with anybody. And he's a clean freak. That's what no one knows, that Trump is a clean freak. When it comes to relationships, everything, and he is a one-woman man when he's with that woman. Gifts, money, everything, super nice to him until the minute they're not, and then he's gone. That's Donald Trump. And he's in that bus, and the guy's talking to him about women. He goes, "Yeah, it's incredible when you're a TV star. Now the women just throw themselves at you." And he's like an old schooler. He's like, "Yeah, you just grab them however you want." Well, yeah, a woman's climbing up on you. You know, the sign is they jump on you. And then it's a mammal mating ritual in primates, but especially in Homo sapien, that you then caress their buttocks, their hips, up the stomach to the chest. Kissing, this isn't mating ritual. You know, certain types of birds hop certain ways, do certain dances, and whippoorwills have their songs, and creatures mate. Different whale species have their stuff. It's not bad. So when a woman jumps on you, or you're Elvis Presley and they're throwing their panties at you, what do you think that means? It means we want to mate with you. That's not bad. That's wholesome. That's good. Is it a little uncouth for him to have locker room talk? Yeah, 12 years ago. But, you know, most men are hypocrites. If you haven't been in a locker room or lifting weights or something and made comments about your girlfriend or your wife, and not bad ones. I mean, I made the comment about my wife. She's not street legal. And by that, it's like a 10,000 horsepower car. You're not supposed to put that on the street. Son, if you want to race, get on a racetrack. That's got too much horsepower. What are you doing with that out here on the street? Now, that's a compliment to my wife. And it's a little racy, pun intended. But she's alive. They're trying to make normal behavior bad and then make it all about men hitting on women and then tie that to men raping women and act like the two are the same and then cover up all the pedophilia and the devil worship and the sexualization of children and all the real stuff that's going on everywhere. It really is incredible. We're waiting for the president in the next 20 minutes or so. He says the next five, but he's usually about 10, 15 minutes late. We'll see what happens. But we're going to shift gears in a bunch of other subjects today. It's just you can see how, if you look at The Week magazine, it should have Wiener and Bill Clinton behind Weinstein. And they knew all this was coming out, and they knew they couldn't cover it up, and they knew there was rape information that was going to come out. And so what did they do? They brought this Weinstein situation out as a controlled demolition. It's like you use TNT to blow up an oil field fire that's ignited. You use the big blast to put out the rest of it and just make it a news cycle and get people conditioned and sick of hearing about it. When the whole pedophile dam is breaking and the sexual assault dam is breaking and the devil worship and the blood drinking and the eyes wide shut stuff, that's what's really going on. You don't think Weinstein just stops with forcing women into bathrooms and watching him bathe. He does it because he's hideous. He does it because he wants to dominate their innocence. That's why you learn now, oh, it's 17-year-old girls and 16-year-old girls that he's been bringing in over the decades. Absolutely. You look at the women he likes, they look like little girls. What do you think's going on with this guy? Quentin Tarantino, stunned and heartbroken, still processing. Oh, what a big fancy word. He's still processing Weinstein's mess. I mean, he hadn't made a good film since Pulp Fiction. And that itself is super disturbing, with men raping men. Total race baiting. A white racist guy raping a black man. Another man chained up living in a box. Bring out the gimp. The gimp's sleeping. Well, you'll just have to wake him up now, won't you? All right. Vegas has completely collapsed, and I just can't believe it's not even bigger news. It's like, okay, everything's fake now. And the security guard was supposed to go on Hannity last night. He just disappeared. Maybe he sleeps with the fishes. What's that? It's a Sicilian message. We're going to come back and get into all the world news. It's very, very serious. The economic news. The leftists are panicking. They're pulling their hair out. They don't know what to do. But there's that article, gay rape in military, unreported by Pentagon, up 15-fold since they told folks to come out of the closet. And now they don't have to worry about anybody else trying to stop them. And they know other men aren't going to say anything. Because, you know, it'd be embarrassing if five guys held you down and raped you. That's okay, because it's gay. See, men getting raped's all right. Our men can take it. They're tough. They won't say anything about it. And believe me, folks, if the scumbags in Hollywood three times grab me by the genitals in meetings, just walk up, boom, I mean, it must be like a handshake or something. And you watch the leftist gay mafia and the rest of them are going to make big jokes out of this. Because, see, sexual assault to Alex Jones, that's funny. But I didn't even think of it as assault. It was like a weird handshake ritual of dominance to see what I do. Yeah, there you go. There's Pulp Fiction right there. The fantasy with bondage, torture, raping men. Hollywood's letting you know what they're into, folks. They're not into puppy dogs and kittens unless they're electrocuting.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
You found it, the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Set up Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be going to the president's live briefing on a crackdown on Iran, as he promised he'd do during the campaign. He just keeps doing what he said he'd do. Some of it I don't even completely agree with, but I do agree with him doing what he says he'll do, and the world respects that. You notice that we see the best new jobs numbers since 1984. We have the best economic outlook in 13 years. We have the biggest stock market ever. And so many people say, I'm not in the stock market, I don't care. That shows mega massive ignorance. Yeah, it's a bubble. Yeah, a lot of it's overvalued. The globalists have been using it to get power. Now Trump's taken it away to a certain extent, using it to actually get America supercharged. And now they want to pop the bubble. Now they want to see it go down. So I am a contrarian. And then PolitiFact says true. Well, PolitiFact's actually trying to be honest these days. They've turned into such jokes. Is it true that the U.S. has the best job report in 16 years? PolitiFact says true. Now I have to check it because PolitiFact also said all 16 agencies said Russia stole the election. None of it was true. And they also said that, you know, I made up the fact that there were reports of two shooters in Vegas. And I mean, just a lot of what PolitiFact says is bull, but they've been so embarrassed by all this now, they have to admit the truth. And that's the good news here, is that people are understanding that the globalists use the American economy to leverage out across the world and consolidate power and control. And now they're done with America and want to create austerity and make us poor so that they can control our lives. And I know I harp on that. But the reason I harp on that is because that's their unfair system. That's the great oppression. That's the true discrimination. But if you just go to drudgereport.com, that's where you guys can show the latest job numbers. It's also on newswars.com. There it is right there. Consumer sentiment hits 13-year high. Stocks set new records. And what's the response of John McCain? Down below, he says he wants to keep taxes where they are, maybe raise them, because that way it'll stop the economy growing. I mean, these people are villains. All they need is the pencil mustaches curled like Dick Dastardly or whatever his name is. Remember those shows where they're flying the airplanes around with Muttley? Muttley's laughing, and then the bad guy's always crashing. I mean, these people would go out of their way a million miles to screw somebody over because they hate themselves and they're projecting their hatred of themselves on everybody else. That's what happened. And, of course, there's one thing the psychologists get right. You know, Trump likes himself. He's confident. He's not a narcissist. He's confident. He wants to be a winner. He wants to see other people be winners. But he also believes people can make their own decisions in life. And so they want to destroy him. So they want to destroy us. Just like Project Veritas was on yesterday with their latest video inside the New York Times and Google, and they've got one of their top people, liaisons between the New York Times and YouTube, saying, we force people to watch our videos, and our main mission is to block Alex Jones. And you get into internal Democrat Party strategy meetings. They go, we must stop Alex Jones. We must stop Alex Jones. Now, do you think that puts me on a power trip? No, it freaks me out, because if I'm the best we've got and Trump's the best we've got, Trump has his problems and so do I. But here's the difference. We're not afraid of these people and they're not breaking our will and we're not out to get you. And we understand they're scum and we understand they're authoritarian. We understand they're illegitimate and we're not backing down. I don't want red carpets or helicopter landing pads. I don't want everybody kissing my butt. I want people around me that are real. But I want my freedom. That's what I want. I want to run my own life. That's the goal that I'm looking for. I want my children to be free. I want to be an honorable people. I want to be strong. And I want to have a future. These globalists think they're going to be God merged with the machines and humanity's bad. Again, they're projecting onto us the fact that they're so fallen, they're so failed. And humanity is coming out of a deep hibernation. Again, is the president speaking yet? He usually speaks about 10 minutes late. Okay, as soon as he does, we'll go to it on this Iran situation. Just briefly, if you want to support the broadcast, I mean, it really is an act of resistance. If you're not supporting the broadcast, I'm not complaining. You've made your choice. Because if you're not actively sharing the videos and articles, and if you're not actively getting great supplements and great nootropics and great products and great T-shirts, Molon Labe, and a whole bunch of new designs, we've got your choice. A line made in America that costs $5 to $10 more. And we have the lines made in El Salvador and Mexico and places that on average are better than, you know, getting them in China or whatever. But the point is, it's your choice at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 50% off on our number one best-selling product, BrainForce. It was sold out for months. I doubled the order and got a gargantuan order in that I thought I could do 50% off for like a month. But instead, it looks like it could sell out the next week and a half. So if you want to get Brainforce 50% off, we've never done that before, InfoWarsLive.com. Here's the president. Let's go to the president now.
My fellow Americans, as President of the United States, my highest obligation is to ensure the safety and security of the American people. History has shown that the longer we ignore a threat, the more dangerous that threat becomes. For this reason, upon taking office, I've ordered a complete strategic review of our policy toward the rogue regime in Iran. That review is now complete. Today I am announcing our strategy, along with several major steps we are taking to confront the Iranian regime's hostile actions and to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never, acquires a nuclear weapon. Our policy is based on a clear-eyed assessment of the Iranian dictatorship, its sponsorship of terrorism, and its continuing aggression in the Middle East and all around the world. Iran is under the control of a fanatical regime that seized power in 1979 and forced a proud people to submit to its extremist rule. This radical regime has raided the wealth of one of the world's oldest and most vibrant nations and spread death, destruction, and chaos all around the globe. Beginning in 1979, agents of the Iranian regime illegally seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and held more than 60 Americans hostage during the 444 days of the crisis. The Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah twice bombed our embassy in Lebanon, once in 1983 and again in 1984. Another Iranian-supported bombing killed 241 Americans, service members they were, in their barracks in Beirut in 1983. In 1996, the regime directed another bombing of American military housing in Saudi Arabia, murdering 19 Americans in cold blood. Iranian proxies provided training to operatives who were later involved in al-Qaeda's bombing of the American embassies in Kenya, Tanzania, and 2 years later killing 224 people.
Boy, this sounds like the build-up to war. I don't like this. I don't like what Iran does either, but I tell you, this is a serious. This is live. We can pause it, come back in a minute, and get to the rest of it for you. We've got some guests coming up today as well. But the president is doing what he said he would do, stand up to Iran. Iran has been very belligerent, shooting our boats, grabbing our people. But he's listing all this stuff that Iran did to us. We funded Iraq to kill over a million of them, and Operation Praying Mantis, blowing up their Navy. So, I mean, it's not like we haven't been punching them in the nose. We'll be right back. But they are a dictatorship.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.